Okay, what I want to talk about, which leads directly on from what Andy discussed before morning tea, is how you integrate different forecasts of climate change into biodiversity projections, and importantly, how we're trying to bring together a number of old methods in a new way to improve these predictions and models. So, you know, we have these generalised forecasts of things like temperature change and projected rainfall and so on, but putting them in the context of biodiversity conservation and adaptation is a real challenge. And as Andy has already discussed, there are these synergies and these interacting stresses that we need to take account of. So whilst climate change is an important thing to take account of, we have to do so in the context of habitat change and interactions with invasive species or those outside of a pre-existing range and other human impacts. And to do that, it can become quite a complicated affair. There's a whole range of potential interactions you need to look at, and when you're trying to assess changes in the dynamics of a species' geographical range or how that impinges upon its persistence or population viability, then you need to consider what is currently determining its range, what particular areas within its range are more or less important for population viability and connectivity, and then how these different interactions cascade through to important measures that are relevant to management, such as the need for particular management intervention, the need for establishing corridors, and of course the impact of climate change or policy on